So what's going on?
Well, lots of things are going on. Yeah. You know, it's never, it's always exciting. In
yes, it is. Exactly. Yeah, no, but so, what's on your agenda this morning?
Oh, on my agenda yeah, this morning? Yeah. Besides getting up at the crack of dawn to be here with you?
Once again, just so folks know that Mayor Barry is not a morning person. And 2 weeks ago, she was here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because she'd been on TV. So, I mean, this was the second stop. She'd already been going. But, I mean, she's got her Diet Dr. Pepper in hand here and getting her little dose of caffeine and getting going.
I'm trying to wake up for you.
Yeah, good. I appreciate that. But anyway, so what's important to you right now going on?
Well, I'll go with kind of the softball questions.
Okay,
first.
Sure. You bet. Sure. Absolutely.
Well,
you bet.
You know, we have a special election to replace Councilman Stewart. Filing started on Monday, and we'll go through August 27th, and then the election will be November 2nd. A couple of people whom I don't know have picked up packets, but no one has filed yet. So any interested citizens out there, please consider running. We have lots of fun.
Oh, sure you do. And, you know,
and no controversy.
Well, and you had a 19-minute meeting a few weeks ago. So
Wasn't that special?
Yeah, that was very unusual. Yeah, not going to happen too often. But
you take advantage when you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is not Bell, California, by the way. You don't get paid massive amounts of money. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
And 16% unemployment. I come from, we call that chutzpah.
What is their what is their property tax rate? It must be just incredible. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
I do not know. Yeah. And then there's a city that's like less than 30, 40 miles away, also in Los Angeles County, that has no government whatsoever. They outsource everything.
Yeah, we did that story. They had a $19 million judgment against the police department, and and they like it. It works.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Wait a minute. I don't know that staff wants to hear that, Nancy. They may not want to hear the smile in your voice as you talk about that.
Well, let me just say this. Okay. We don't live in California.
Yeah, we don't. No, we don't. That's for sure. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the Welborn issue, because obviously, as you campaigned, you said you wanted to get along. You didn't want to settle this in the courtroom. But despite that fact, it looks right now like you're going to go back into the courtroom with Welborn.
Well, I hope not. But it does look that way. The citizens of Welborn are actually the petitioners, the individuals who gathered the signatures on behalf of the citizens of Welborn, have filed a writ of mandamus with the Court of Appeals in Waco. We had a response to that that was sent in, I believe, on Monday. I remain, and the council remains, committed to working this out, talking, dialogue, listening, and seeing if we can't reach a resolution to this. We had a very productive meeting, I thought, in June when we had all council members, and we had agreed at that meeting, let's keep on meeting and talk and see if we can't work this out. And then unfortunately Councilman Stewart passed away, and now we have two council members out of town, and then our next meeting we'll have another council member out of town. So I have talked to the citizens of Welborn committee chair Mrs. Cohn, and we had said, look, you know, the earliest we could get together, and I think it's important that we have all members of council and all members of that committee, the citizens for Welborn, together at the table. And we've set a tentative, you know, September date. We have not nailed down a specific date, but we've agreed that, you know, let's get together in September.
I have not talked to Ms. Cohn, but how would you characterize the conversations you've had with Welborn?
I think cordial is the way. I mean, there are obviously passionate people in Welborn who care deeply about their community and feel that for them, in their minds, and they've, of course, studied the issue a lot longer than I have, and they live there. They feel that incorporation is the way that they want to go. I have said it's not off the table, but nothing's off the table, and let's keep talking about it. And is there a solution out there that can work for everybody? And that's what I want to work towards.
I don't know if this is too far down the road in the Welborn question or not. We had discussed it, I think, during the candidates forum, but maybe refresh my memory about this. And that is, if this were to happen, what is the geography involved? Who can vote on the question of Welborn, first of all, and how would Welborn geographically be defined?
Good questions. First, it depends on how the wording of the document that goes, one could be the citizens of College Station vote to determine if the citizens of Welburn vote, or if it goes just to the citizens of Welburn. The committee, the citizens for Welburn, have drawn a map for what they hope are their future boundaries. I do not know if that is, in fact, the only map that's available. I just don't know. So I think the answer is to be determined.
Would you, as a council, want to see what we're talking about, though, as far as the area is concerned, before you take any action on that?
Absolutely, as should all the citizens who are going to vote.
Right.
I mean, even the citizens, if it goes to the citizens of Welburn, they have to know, you know, am I going to be incorporated? Am I not going to be incorporated? Am I going to be in the city? Am I going to be in College Station, CTJ? You know, all of that. I don't want to prejudge it, and I don't want to say what's going to happen, because I'm still hoping that we can continue to dialogue and we'll reach some sort of decision down the road. And I don't think, you know, it'll happen at the next meeting or the next meeting, but the first meeting was just terrific in terms of getting to know each other and listening, and that's what we have to keep doing, is listen and hear each other. And
piece of information kind of electronically slid under my door earlier this week, and that was when you were private citizen, Nancy Berry, you signed a petition.
I
having
did.
To do with Welburn. What did that petition basically say, and what were you agreeing to?
Well, interesting. I got it from one of the petitioners in a parking lot at a restaurant.
Okay.
And it was on a clipboard, and the gentleman said to me, Nancy, do you want to sign this Let Welburn Vote petition? I said, sure. And I signed it. I did not see a map. I did not see an ordinance. I didn't see anything except the single signature page. And from what I have been told since, that was an incomplete package. But in terms of my campaign, and now I still have not changed my opinion, and that is the citizens of Welburn have an important voice, and it needs to be listened to. And that was what I said during the campaign, and as mayor, I still believe it. And I want to continue that dialogue so we can hopefully reach an amicable conclusion.
As the city grows, you mentioned that y'all are kind of frozen in time right now because there are certainly the death of a member of council, but also members being out of town makes it difficult for you to take any important action during this time. And
exactly, which is why we had a 19-minute. there's some things that are reasonable to have, you know, four people discuss, and of course we don't have four, we don't have a meeting.
Right.
But anything that's really important, that you're going to have a public hearing and it's a sensitive issue, you want as many council members as possible there, and certainly, you know, Welburn's one of those important issues, and we want to have as close to a full council as we can.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thanks
Great.
For your time this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on Alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aggieland Lighting Center.